This is Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio Channel 869.
The beautiful, beautiful voice of South African soprano Priti Yenda here for you. And this is a lady who has stolen the hearts of the international opera world. And she's living in Milan at the moment. And we are so delighted for two reasons. For number one, she is returning to South Africa to put on two concerts. And number two, because she's given us some time to share some of her stories and tell us about really what we have to look forward to. So I'd like to welcome Priti Yenda. Priti, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
Oh, so good. And how is it in Milan? I mean, you live in Milan, you speak Italian. Is this the life you're living, Priti? Is this the life?
Oh, this is the life. That's how it's put, right? Definitely. I mean, it's a dream come true. Cinderella's story was not only, you know, lived by her in terms of Shakespeare, but I'm having my own Cinderella story as we're speaking, a fairy tale indeed.
You are. Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes? Is this what you planned for your life? Did you see yourself living this extraordinary life?
Oh my God, planned. How can one plan anything so close, so perfect?
Oh, wow.
It's impossible. You know, I always have to read the interviews. I have to read the stories and look and say, that girl, you know, it's not somebody else. It's you. You're the girl with the gift. You're the girl who went for her dream, you know, against all odds. They're talking about you. And, you know, I get inspired by just looking at the story because it's an incredible story. I mean, how can one just push forward and believe, just that instinct of believing those 10 seconds that it was something that I can do, something that I can learn, and something that will make probably history. And it has been an amazing journey, really.
Well, as you said, it is such a fantastic story, and I'm sure that you are a role model to so many young people, not only in South Africa but all over the world, Priti, because I don't know if all of our listeners know that you weren't born into an opera family where this is what you heard and privileged background. I mean, you come from Piet Retief in the remote part of Mpumalanga, am I right?
Definitely. And I mean, opera never existed in my life. Mm. I mean, I never knew anything like it. I didn't even know. I mean, I remember seeing movies because I like watching movies a lot, and watching TV at home was very normal, and that's how actually I got to know about opera, through the British Airways ad. But I can't just remember watching movies, and thinking back now, I'm like, I can't even remember seeing a piano in the movies. And I mean, the music that the movies play is classical. They have strings, they have, you know, all the drama that's in the orchestra and all that. But I can't remember knowing that before I had that act on TV. It was incredible.
But music was always a big part of your life. I mean, your grandmother influenced you, and music was in your family.
Definitely. I mean, I remember every time after supper, we would all gather around the fire, and we would start singing hymns with my aunts and my uncles and my mom and my dad. And so it has always been there. Actually, my singing career was really inspired from those nights where my grandmother actually would say, okay, I'm going to teach you a song, and when we get to church, you're going to stand up in front of the whole congregation and you're going to start the song. And that's how my solo career started at 5 years old in the church.
5 years old. Do you remember how it felt? Were you nervous?
I don't know.
I mean, 5 years old in front of all of these people in a church, that takes a lot of courage and a lot of confidence.
Indeed, but you know, she was training me for standing in front of billions right now. Mm. Actually, I got so, I'm so grateful for that experience, because one of the things that one needs to learn as a singer or a performer is to be able to face those thousands of people and be all alone there, and they're all just listening to you. And that takes a huge courage. Most of us actually, you know, suffer from stage fright because of that, because one is not used to stand in front of those people and actually say, this is who I am. Because there's one thing you should know about being a performer. When the performer is on stage, they can never lie who they are. Mm. I can pretend to be the best person. I can pretend to be nice. But the moment you hear me sing, you will know, your soul will know exactly what is pretty about. Mm. And that takes courage, because you have to bear, you have to open your heart. Unless, you know, if you don't open your heart as a performer, especially if you're an opera singer, then there's no communication. You know, you're just an instrument that's making great noise with perfect technique.
It's such a unique way of looking at it, Pretty. Is that something that you learn, to open your heart, to be authentic, to sometimes be vulnerable in front of hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of people? Did you learn that? Are you getting better at it, or is it something you were born with?
Oh, it never gets better, especially with the world that we're living in now. You're always told to protect yourself. But, you know, I am so fortunate that there's one place I know that I can be able to be just me, a place where I can be just okay with being me, the good and the bad and the negative and the positive, because everything that's you is you. You cannot always show one side.
Yeah.
And music is teaching me that, you know, in order for me to be able to use my instrument to its utmost, I need to be as much honest as I can be. And that's what will make me different from somebody else, because there are many of us and we're all great, perfect technique and incredible singers, but there's always something individual by one person to the other. I remember Angelo Gobato in UCT used to tell us that, Pretty, there are many people who make great noises, and then there are artists. People who will sing just one phrase and it goes straight to the heart. And I said, I want to be that.
Yeah.
I want to be the messenger. I want to be able to serve that way. And in order to serve that way, one needs to actually bear herself, you know, open all the time on stage.
And that's obviously what audiences are picking up on, that absolute honesty. And as you said, that authenticity which shines through. And that's what people want. People want that honesty, because then they can relate to that.
Exactly, because we're missing that in the world. Right?
We are.
We have to be somebody. We have to package ourselves we have to be a certain size in order to be regarded as that. You have to be to have a certain status. But actually, we're just human beings and trying to live life. And that's how simple it is.
You sound so incredibly grounded. I mean, we started off saying, I mean, do you pinch yourself? You know, it was only at the age of 16 that you discovered opera. You've won so many competitions. You've performed with the greats. I mean, these are such huge achievements. You're living in Milan, learning, you know Italian. You're going to be learning French and move to France next year. But you sound so grounded, so unbelievably down to earth. How do you do that?
Because I know that what I have, it might make me to wear the gorgeous gowns. I get to be a Cinderella every time, or get to be treated in a certain way, or the opportunity to speak with wonderful people like you on the radio or be on TV, or regarded as a star and have standing ovations. But I'm not any different than that young person on that street who wakes up in the morning at 5 a.m. to get those fruits so that they can sell it, you know, to make a better life. Mm-hmm. I'm not any different than that. We're all just trying to live life. And one of the things that actually inspired me to actually want to be me is the fact that I realized that most people, when they started to have everything, fame and fortune, they become untouchable. I mean, I'm speaking from experience, people whom I looked up to, and when I meet them, they are not what I see when they perform. And my wish was that I wish one day when I get to their place, I can be as normal as possible, so that when a young singer comes to me, they won't feel that I'm actually, you know, crushing them or making them feel that they can't do it. Mm. I want to be that person who's going to be inspiring people to try and be their best, because that's why they're here on earth, to be who you are. And that takes, you know, people who've been there to say it is actually possible, more possible ever than ever.
So a role model is something that you want to be, obviously, within communities, just to say, listen, whatever it is you're going to be in life, you can make your dream come true. If you're single-minded and if you work hard enough, you can turn it into a reality. But also being a mentor within your sphere and within opera. And I just wonder that, it must be very competitive when you're auditioning for a role, when you're asked to take part in some fantastic opera. And I'm sure there's a lot of competitiveness, but have you had a role model? Have there been people who have taken you under their wing to teach you? Because you're just saying that that's something that you would like to do.
Oh, there have been many people. Most people would think that this is a one man's job, and it hasn't been. There's a huge army. There's been a huge army to make this project a success, as it is, and we can all witness it. But I guess it would start with my voice teacher in Cape Town, Virginia Davids, who said to me, "Pretty, one of the things that you need to learn is to accept that each and every one of us have our own space in this huge puzzle called Earth."
Oh, wow.
And no matter how you can feel that you're smaller or you look down on yourself than the next person, but just as you would see your hands, the fingers are not the same in terms of length, and yet each and every one serve a purpose. So is this life. You will have your voice, and it was given to you. It would have been given to somebody else if it was, and I'm learning that, you know, as competitive as it is, it never ends. No matter how much success you can gain, no matter how much great reputation or how many competitions you can win or how many awards you can win, it never gets better. The fact that the voice develops and the voice changes and the business change so much, the beat of the music and the beat of the market in the opera industry, they're not the same. It's so fast. One minute you are the star, and the next, just losing that one note, the very same critics who were saying you're the best thing that has ever happened will crush you down. So it takes a lot of courage, courage, and to be grounded. Because once you get all that get into your head, you will lose the whole point of having that instrument. Because the whole point of having that instrument is to serve music and music alone. It's for the people to decide that they make you a diva. It's for the people who decide to give you standing ovation and give you names. But you must always be gracious and be grateful for them elevating you that much. But never lose focus of being an artist and being a servant, and that's all.
So much wisdom you have within such a short space of time, Priti. I mean, usually people have this outlook on life after many, many, many years of doing something, and yet, even though you've done so much, you're still relatively new within this industry.
Well,
so
I'm
much
a baby,
wisdom.
Baby.
Yeah.
Well, I should thank my parents and the church, which has been a huge backbone for me and a foundation, because you have to have some foundation in order to live and survive this lifetime. Otherwise, you're going to meet so many things which are going to tell you this and that. But if you don't have a base and that works, and my God works, I've been able to stay just humbled and continue being humble. Because the moment you start to fly too much, I got a very good advice actually from an artistic casting manager of Scala.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, "Priti, one of the things that you're going to learn from now onwards is that the only place you can fly is when you're on stage. When the curtain goes down, you come back down to earth.
Yeah.
You can never walk on top of people once the curtain down. You can fly all you want when you're on stage, but the moment that curtain closes, you become normal. And normal means being human and not the artist."
Mm. Are you hard on yourself? I can imagine Are you really?
You know, I'm learning, I'm trying to not be too hard, but it just gets so much, because now I've learned that this business is huge.
Mm.
And part of actually being successful is to be always one step ahead. And one step ahead means getting better than the last performance. And knowing that you are better than the last performance is something that's unpredictable, because you can have all the notes right in the same area, different audience, different time. You've practiced it, but just that moment you miss that note. You don't know why, because you've practiced, and you try to make sense, but I've practiced. But it's everything else. It's life. It's unpredictable.
Mm.
I can never know what's going to happen when I hang up now. I might be speaking to you for the last time. I can break down and die right now. You never know.
God forbid.
That's how drastic. that's how much life is unpredictable.
Absolutely.
And so I was singing. So I'm learning not to be too hard, but it helps in a way.
So then
there's always somebody outside there who's working just as hard.
So are you then forgiving of yourself? So if you don't meet the expectation after a particular performance, are you able to forgive and move on?
It takes time.
Yeah. I'm sure it's something that you have to work on all the time.
All the time. Mm. To accept. It's like accepting yourself. That this is me. I am dark-skinned. I'm tall. And I am, I'm not skinny. I cannot be skinny. I cannot be too short. I cannot be too tall. I cannot be white, It's just you.
Mm.
So it is with performances. Obviously, you have to prepare very well, obviously. But there are some things that are just out of one's hand.
Now, Priti, you are coming back to South Africa. We are so delighted for two performances. Tell us more.
Oh, I'm so excited. especially now when things are starting to get, haywire, being booked until 2020 in every theater from London to the Met and the Scala in Paris. To get the opportunity to come back home once in a while is something very precious for me. And so I'm looking forward to be at the Monte Cassino on the 14th of November and the 16th in Artscape in Cape Town. And this is going to be special, because instead of having a full orchestra, I thought I would just have an intimate night with my friends.
Mm.
Just have the voice, have the piano and a harp, and going through the melodies of Rossini, Bellini, Donizetti, into French repertoire, Debussy, right through to the English Bernstein, and back to Spain. And who knows, there might be great surprises from some of South Africa's melodies.
Wow.
It's going to be special. It will be like having an evening with friends.
Oh, it sounds like very special.
Very, very special. So I'm grateful to actually have the opportunity to show South Africans the other side of me that I've learned about, you know, concert repertoire and not only opera repertoire.
So to travel all over the world, to sing with the greats in the greatest halls, to come back to South Africa and have your people around you and sending you love, how do you think that's going to compare?
You can never compare it.
Mm.
It's so incomparable. I can't even put it into words because it's in every. Music has a way of talking to people in different ways. You know, there's always history behind every emotion, and so I always feel sensitive whenever I come home because I know that the people who come, you know, who will come, are people who've been there from the beginning, and it makes it so special to see how this flower is growing. You know, how has it been watered, and to come back and just say, you know, I'm still, you know, pushing forward, but I'm missing you, and this is what I've learned. And you know, it's like a meet and greet all over again.
Your family must be so proud of you.
Oh yes, I'm trying by all means to have them. You know, when I can't be with them most of the time. I mean, obviously, I'm now living in Milan and moving to Paris next year.
Mm.
But each time I get the opportunity to get them to come. I mean, I had my mom and my dad come to Milan last year when I did my debut as Norina in Don Pasquale at La Scala. And then I had my mom and my sister come to New York early this year. And now, just when I came back from L.A. Last week, I was with my sister. So I try to have them with me because this is a new journey for everyone
it
in the
is.
Family. None of us knew what it was. And suddenly, a new chapter has come. And we're all just learning, you know, this adventurous
finding your way
oh,
through
yeah.
this wonderful,
oh,
wonderful journey. Now, you've also, very quickly before we say goodbye, you're starting a foundation here in South Africa. Tell us more.
Definitely. You know, I didn't want to wait because normally there's always the right time for something. Well, I'm one of those people who believe that, you know, sometimes right times come with a decision. And so I had to make a decision that do I want to wait until I'm big enough, whatever that means, in order to actually come back to South Africa and do something. I said no. Part of my story is learning. As much as I'm learning about the voice, I want to learn how is it like to actually grow with the foundation and be hands-on. And so I had, for the first time in my town, an orchestra, a full concert in my town, which was something very special. The town was buzzing. But a day before, I had the idea of actually having to invite young kids, you know, from primary schools in and around Piet Retief to come and see and experience the classical music and see an orchestra for the first time. So I had about 1,000 kids who were just buzzing and were amazed, and you know, and I was amazed actually how much they knew. You know, they when I asked question, what's opera, somebody would just sing, you know, make an opera voice, or you know, it was amazing.
Fabulous.
How much information that they have, and yet not opportunities are there for them. And so I was one in a billion to actually hear something just 10 seconds, and I said, that's what I want to do. So I wanted to give the kids the choice today to, you know, for tomorrow, you know. And so I'm looking forward to going back actually this November to donate the pianos I promised to the high schools and recorders to start music, you know. I wish that I can at least have one child learn how to play an instrument in all the villages of South Africa, because there are many pretty yenders out there
who are actually many.
And so it's gonna be special. Maybe one day I'll have my own school, my own art school, you know, in each and every village teaching music.
I just wonder how many little boys and girls go to bed every night seeing you as the role model and saying, one day I'm going to live a life of Pretty Yende. Pretty, you are so wonderful. I have so enjoyed our conversation. And South Africa is so excited to have you back here sharing your love and your extraordinary talent. And it's happening just again on the 14th of November. If you can just repeat those details.
14th of November at the Monte Casino in Johannesburg, mm-hmm. as well as on the 16th of November at the Artscape Theatre in Cape Town.
Well, we wait with
Can't miss this one.
We wait with absolute anticipation. Now, we're going to be playing out. You've sung with Andrea Bocelli. What was he like?
He was amazing. One of the things that I pinch myself a bit more was the fact that all those people, when I was in the UCT in at the South African College of Music, I used to look at the CDs in the libraries and say, maybe one day I will sing with this one. Maybe one day I will sing with that. Well, that one day came. I sang with Andrea Bocelli. I sang with Juan Diego Flores. I've met René Fleming. I've met Placido Domingo. People, it is possible.
It is.
So what you say does really come true. But you have to work very hard for it.
You do. Pretty, thank you. And all the very best. Looking forward to your return to South Africa. Thank you for your time.
Great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Pretty Yende, the wonderful talents, soprano, South African soprano, who, as I said, has stolen the hearts of the international opera world. We are so proud of her returning here and putting on two performances. I suggest you go and get your tickets. Here she is with Andrea Bocelli.
Show me a piccina.